Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Medium Tony Green. I am Tony Green, the psychic medium. The beginning of the show, even though I do it twice a week, is always ridiculous. I'm hitting the wrong buttons, which, because I'm reading questions right up until I go on air. So there's that. Okay, you guys, here we go with the show today. This is going to be a good show. I can feel it already. So a couple of quick things. If you'd like to call in and ask a question on air, the call-in number is 845-277-9131. If you would, and please remember to hit the one. That's where I was going with that, because if you don't hit the one, the hand doesn't go up and I don't know you have a question. Second, if you are watching live on YouTube, thank you. Thanks. You can put a question in there. Now, here's how the show basically works for those of you who are new and even those of you who are returning. I go back and forth between questions in the on the call log. I'll answer a question on the call log live, and then I'll go into a question in the chat. So if I missed your question, I'm not ignoring it. I don't think it's boring. I'm not anything like that. I just may have missed it because the chat now is going to go really fast. I mean, it's going to start flying. And so if I miss your question, just please repost it. And there's no people, there's no guarantee I'm going to get to anybody's question. Don't be upset if I don't get your question. It's not personal. I have 1 hour to do the show because it does air on TV, and it's one of the shows is only a 30-minute slot, so they only play the first 30. But I have only 1 hour, and so if I do not get to your question, please don't be upset. Don't take it personally. Just come back during the next show. If your question is you need an answer right now, you can schedule an appointment. I'll be happy to answer all of your questions during that appointment. Okay. Alrighty, I'm going to start with, don't be scammed. If anybody reaches out to you saying they are me, they are lying. I don't reach out to anyone for any reason. So please don't be scammed by anyone. Okay, I'm going to do names and then songs, or songs and then names, or the combination of both of them together. So are you ready? The first name is Luis, L-O-U-I-S-E. The next name is Penelope. The next name is Penny. The next name is Jerome. The next name is Devante. The next name is Lila. The next name is Maurizio. He says, Maurizio. Okay, I need to quit. The next name is Marisanda. Okay, the next name is Peter. The next name is Joy or Joyce. The next name, or both. The next name is Esmeralda. The next name is Guadalupe. The next, you guys, I could not think of these names if I tried, like seriously. The next name is Jennifer. The next name is Michael. The next name is it's a name, but Hindu. That's a H-I-N-D-U. That's all I'm getting. Okay, now the name could be your name, their name, a loved one on the other side's name. Alejandra is coming through. Michelle, my bell. That song, but it's also a name. I love when that happens. I just love it. Okay. Next, we are going to go to the songs. Now, this song, this could be a song they loved, you loved. It could also be the answer to a question that you have right now, or it could be a confirmation your loved one is with you. So Michelle, My Bell is the first song. The next song is that song, Come Together Right Now Over Me. That song. The next song is, and I could have just said those words, but I really wanted to say that. Even though I can't sing, I know I can't. It's okay. The next song is, that song, All We Need Is Love. All we need is love. I don't know. I'm not getting any other words to that. The next song is, I think it's still that Come Together song. It's, here come old flat top, he got something, something. And this song has been on before. So just so whoever that is for. Okay. The next song is, I'm giving it two more seconds, and if I don't get another song, I hear Nirvana, which I always hear for the show. We're going to move on if I don't hear a song. It's that song, Wobble With It, Wobble With It, Wobble. I can't even pretend to try to sing that song. But if you know it's for you, it's for you. I'm going to do one more song, and then we're going to move on with the show. The next song is Living in America. James, I think it's by James Brown, Living in America. I'm pretty sure it's by James Brown. It's that Living in America. I can't get the beat of it. Well, I can't get the beat of any of the songs, but typically I get a little bit more to the song than that. Okay, here we go. I'm going to start with callers, and then I'm going to go to chat. Please have one question available. And make the question clear and concise. And, I'm going to go to 860-860. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. It's Lisa Marie from Connecticut, and I had a private with you last week, and everyone, it's magnificent. But I forgot to ask for a message from my parents.
Okay, Lisa Marie. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Their name is Bob and Joanne.
Bob. Oh, my God. That's the name of, I think, that's the name of an uncle and an aunt that I have that have also. Let me get into their energy, love. Okay, so Lisa, the first thing they want to say to you is, of course, that they love you and they're with you and they're helping you through whatever it is that you're going through right now. They also want you to know, I know that either, excuse me, everybody, is this sudden? Okay. A way off, Lisa Marie. I know it. But Christmas is going to be spectacular. So whatever's going on by Christmas, everything should be spectacular. It should be the right place. And you should be moving in the direction that you want to move into. And everything should be unfolding beautifully by Christmas. That is, given the fact that you take the steps you need to or want to take. Don't procrastinate is what I'm hearing from them also for you. Don't procrastinate. And then...
Sorry.
I'm so sorry, Lisa Marie. I know what they're going to say, but I'm going to show you the way they're, I'm not going to show you, oh, Jesus, no. I'm going to tell you the way they're showing me. All of a sudden, the song, you can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind, because if your friends don't dance, then they're not friends of mine, or something like that. That song came in. So what they're saying is just dance. Dance through your kitchen, dance through your living room, dance in, well, maybe not the shower, but just dance. It's going to change. It's going to exponentially change your energy and make everything like, they're showing me, it's like a, when a dog like bumps its head or something and it shakes it off, that's what dancing is for humans. Okay, so just like dance that old energy off and dance yourself right into a new frequency, a new vibration, and then, and then they're playing that, they're singing that, they're giving me that song, Let's Kick It. And there's, this could go into two songs, but it goes, I, baby. That's all. Which is hilarious. What? To me.
Tony, you're laughing so much I can't understand that sentence.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. That song, Ice, Baby, too cold. And I'm laughing because, like, I would never even just think of that song, but those are the songs that they're giving me for you, and they're just letting you know, just have fun with life. I think that's their biggest message for you. And keep moving forward, okay, love?
Can I just ask one thing? Can you tell me Yale or Hartford? Am I going to Yale or Hartford for tests?
Yeah. It feels like Yale.
Yale.
Now, you have a choice to change that, but as of right now, everything is Yale, okay? Everything is going to be Yale, okay?
Thank you. God bless you so much. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day. And thank you for calling in. Remember, everybody, I'm here every Monday at noon and every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Both of those times are central. So Heather is in the chat, and that's going to be the first thing I'm going to take today as far as a question. And I did a clearing for everybody on the show already, but we're going to do some more clearings with this thing that Heather has. So Heather has been in a relationship, and this relationship has been very difficult for Heather. And she has been trying to get out of it for quite a bit of time. And so one of the things I'm going to do is start clearing, we can let go of what's no longer working for us, so let's clear that. And we can let go of relationships that are no longer healthy. And I get a no on that, so we're going to clear that. And I'm going to also, and this is really important, I know I've done a TikTok clearing on this, but I'm going to do it now and here for everybody. All manipulation has been healed, cleared, released, along with all that caused it and kept it. And we're gonna clear that. And here's the thing: when we know that someone is not good for us, and they start to manipulate us to keep us with them, well, they know they're getting the better end of the deal. They know that they are absolutely 100% losing a good thing. Otherwise, they would have just let us go. One of the things that I try to gently say to people all the time is, if the tables were turned, they would not think twice to walk away if it was in their best interest, or if there was something they really wanted. Or something else came along, they would walk away without thinking twice. But because we're, you know, empathic and we're sensitive and we let guilt and manipulation make our decisions for us, we end up years later still repeating the same cycle, listening to the thing. And Heather, in this case, And in many cases, when we're dealing with people who have either substance abuse or they're just manipulative, even if they don't drink or do anything else, they're just manipulative and they want what they want without caring what we want or caring to make the situation better. You just have to block them and never look back, because they will keep you in this holding pattern for the rest of your life. And this might, the way I say this might be shocking to people. We're not here for anyone else. Everyone is responsible for themselves. Everybody is responsible to take care of themselves, to heal themselves, to fix themselves. We can offer guidance, and if we're healers, we can offer healing, right? But even psychiatrists, psychotherapists do not work on their own family and loved ones for a reason. If somebody truly wants to change and be a better person for you, there are so many resources and ways they can do that. And if they're not changing, you just have to, if only one person on the boat can survive, it must be you. Because you have enough common sense to see that the boat is sinking and it's not a good boat in the first place. It's very difficult. I don't say this lightly. Okay, I've been in situations that were so difficult to leave, and I never, ever wanted to be in another relationship afterwards because it was so painful and so difficult to get out of that situation. So I don't say it lightly. But what I will say is when you're in a relationship with someone and those dynamics are unhealthy or they are toxic, the dynamic of the relationship and or the person, which if the person is, the relationship is, it is sucking the life right out of you, and you have to save yourself first, especially if you have children. Because if you have children, you're showing them unhealthy relationship dynamics, and you are, it as difficult as it may be, this is a full-grown adult you are dealing with. Person can definitely take care of themselves and be okay on their own. They don't need you. They just want you, and they don't even want you for the right reasons. And whatever they feel, the time they had with you was a gift, not an obligation. And that's with anybody, any place, at any time. Yes, it hurts to break up, but if you get to be with someone, that time together is a gift. If you start looking at it or using it like you're looking a gift horse in the mouth, then you no longer get that gift. Nobody is obligated to be with and or stay with anybody else. Even if there's a wedding and a marriage, there is nothing in this world that says you have to stay with a person, especially if it's an unhealthy relationship and or dynamic. And I know a lot of people will say, well, you're supposed to make it work. Don't you think we tried? Don't you think that one of the people was trying the whole mother friggin' time to make it work while the other person was sitting on their morals or their ego or their pride or running the street expecting us to make it work? Don't you think that at least one of the people in the relationship was trying to make it work, and that's why it lasted as long as it has, and now it's just time to throw it in the trash and walk away? And just because that person says they want to make it work now doesn't mean do diddly boo. Because what they say and what they've done over the past couple years, what they've done is who they are. What they're saying is how they get you to stay so they can continue to be who they are. So save yourself. and your children. That's all you can do. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller, and the next caller is 203. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Michelle calling from Georgia.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. You're a medium. You contact, like my mother died a year and a half ago. I was wondering if I could ask if there was any advice or messages from her.
Okay, what's her first name, La?
Her first name?
Yep, Connie. Your mother's first name.
Connie.
The second. Okay, so the first thing I see is there are two women here. One's a little fuller and one's a little, like, normal size, whatever that means for your world. And I'm going to tell you that they are both, they're together. They're very together. So either it's your mom and your grandmom or your mom and your great-grandmom. It could be an aunt, but I feel like it's a grandmom. I'm also going to say that they're both with you a lot, okay? Now, do you have a child, a daughter?
I do.
Okay, good. Thank you. So they also, and when, if your daughter is still young, it's still there, but when she was young, she could see the older woman all the time, like the grandma or the great-grandma, whatever it is. She could see her all the time. Now that she's a little bit, how old is your daughter now?
She's almost 26, but she's 25.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I'm going to tell you, when she was young, she could see the other side very, very clearly and see everything. I mean, everything on the other side. As she became a little bit older, that kind of subsided a bit. Open, like, all at once. It's not something that goes away. It's something that is in us. And it's like a door that we open and or close. It's not a gift from the outside. It's something each and every one of us is born with, and we facilitate it or we do not, okay? excuse me. I'm going to tell you, your daughter could open that door. If it opens, here's the thing with your daughter. I don't know why this is where they're going with the message, but they are. If your daughter reopens that door, it will open wide open just like it was when she was very young. No in between. It's either shut or it's wide open, and she'll see, like, everything. And then in her doing that and that being touching you, it will also send whatever gift that you have. Now, one of you, at least one of you has been asking for this, I'm getting, like, you're like, I wish I could, like, it could even sound this, like, I wish I could hear my mom, I wish I could see, like, I wish I could communicate with whatever. It could be just to communicate with one person, but when it opens, it's going to be like floodgates flying in, and there's nothing external stopping it. Typically what closes the door for people is fear, like we're young and we see something that scares the bejesus out of us, and then it shuts it down or closes the door, and then we think, well, that's gone, it's never coming back. But if you, like, even in, I'm going to say this for you and everybody else listening, if you do like a little close your eyes, take some slow deep breaths in, and then imagine a door in your mind. Oh, did everybody see that flash of light as I'm saying this? Oh, yeah, baby. You see your mind and you see a door, and you just push that door open and take it off the hinges and throw the door. It will be open. Now, be aware of the fact. You can later on tell them, don't show me this, don't show me that. But this is the message they're bringing. Okay, I'm just going to stop it there, and I'm going to say this is the message they're bringing. I hope this might not be what you called for, but this is what they're giving you for you and your daughter, and I hope it makes sense to you. And if it doesn't, that's okay. It will. And that is what I have for you, and I hope that this was helpful.
Okay, it's great. Yes, she was definitely I think a little sensitive to things when she was younger. So it should be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, and again, once it opens for her, I feel like it's going to open for you, and it will be an amazing, like a really amazing experience for both of you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You are so, so welcome. Thank you for calling in. I'm here every Monday at noon and every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Both of those times are central. You can call in 845-277-9131 to ask a question over the phone or put one in the chat. Hey, Patrick, how are you? Maris, who is that? Carney? Hey, Carney. I need to go up a little bit in here and just try to find the last place where the questions kind of let off. So I'm going to do that as best I can. Stephanie, I'm just going to start with Stephanie's question. If you did a question before that, I apologize. Hi, Tony. I have a question. I started a new job recently. Would you be able to tell me if this is the right career path for me? Okay, Stephanie, is this the right career path for Stephanie? Yes. You're going to change. There's going to be a change coming. You're starting off, Stephanie, in the right space, but it's going to. This is the beginning, not the end. Okay, so whatever you're doing right now, it's going to give you possibilities, and you will be able to expand or jump into the next step. I hope that makes sense for you, Stephanie, but where you're going right now is good. It's a good, like, starting space is the way that I would say that for you, Stephanie. So I hope that is very helpful for you. I'm going to go to 417. 417, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Linda. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hey, Linda, how can I help you today?
My thing is, if I can reach out to my dad, he's passed away, and it's been like way over 30 years, and it just doesn't feel like he's around, or is it just me?
No. What's his first name, love?
Vincenzo.
Vincenzo, okay. So the first thing I get is I'm going to tell you, once somebody passes over, we have, and it's been a bit of time, it's our thinking of them that helps us feel them. They can always be around. Our intention and energy that we give to them that brings them in, okay? So that's the first thing. The second thing is, on the other side, they also evolve just like we evolve here. And So when we need them, I'm going to tell you, okay, so when we need them, they're there, okay, and we'll feel them, okay, especially like around days, we feel them more strongly. But here's the thing for Vincenzo. He's always in the car, and he wishes you would play different music.
That I'm going to wear?
He's always in the car with you, in the vehicle with you. And he wishes you would play different music. He wishes, like the first thing I hear is that old time, I got that old time of rock and roll, the kind of music that moves the soul. Okay, so he wants to meaningful on the radio when you're in the car with him. He wishes, because he is always, no matter what, you get in that vehicle and he is there with you, taking off with you since day one,
okay,
driving with you and making sure you're safe, sometimes trying to literally, like, drive for you, okay, love? So just know,
yeah,
always, always, always. So if you turn off the radio and you just have conversations, you'll start to feel his energy in the vehicle. And then, but
mm-hmm,
also if you put on some old school music for
mm-hmm
him, he would adore,
yeah,
that. He would really, really appreciate that. Okay, love?
Does he have any messages for me at,
yeah,
all?
Yeah, that is the message he's giving you, that he's
okay,
in the car,
yeah,
with you. And that he, and that if you could play different music, but he is always with you. Like your original question was you didn't feel him as much. I think that was your original, it was your original statement. But the message is he's always with you and he's in the vehicle with you. And he is very much, to you is the way that I would say it. So that is what I would say to you. Now, I'm going to say this. I know there are a lot of new people calling in every single week, and I always forget, you know, I don't always do the whole intro, but I'm going to do it now. If you're calling in 845-277-9131, or you're in the chat and you're asking a question and you want to connect with a loved one and you want a specific message from them, please ask that question right away, and I will do my best to get that answer. Otherwise, whatever they give me is what I'm going to give you. And because there are so many people calling in and in the chat, I limit it to one question and one answer. So once I've given that answer, just due to the fairness of everybody else, I'm not going to go into a whole second thing. But you can schedule a private appointment with me, and then we can spend the whole time getting messages for you, and you would do that at my website, tonig.info. I'm going to go to the next question. Hi, does my grandpa Gary have any messages for me? Okay, and again, like when it's something like that, any messages, I'm going to give the first thing that comes through, and your grandpa Gary is definitely saying, Trisha, your grandpa Gary is saying don't settle. There's something that either has recently come in or is coming in, and it's either within the past 6 months or the next 6 months. I get 6 month time frame, and I'm hearing do not settle. So if this were like a, let's say somebody's coming in that wants to date you, I'm just using four examples, not for real. Don't settle. Make sure you're getting, you know exactly what you want and you're going for it. If it's, let's just say, for example, Trisha, a job, don't settle. Don't take it because you think something else won't come along. You can take the position, but don't stop looking for what you really want and what will be the best thing for you in the long run, okay? That is what your grandpa Gary is saying to you. Definitely do not settle. And even if you're already in something and it doesn't feel right or it doesn't feel like it's going in the direction you want it to, it's okay to look for something else. Just because we decide to go down this road, when we find out the road needs construction or is under construction or there's big, huge potholes or whatever it is, we can switch roads. We can get off this road and get on a better road. Okay, that's what I'm getting for you. I hope that makes sense, Trisha. I really do. Excuse me, I'm going to go to 516. 516, what's your name and where are you?
Hi, Tony. This is Kavita. How are you?
Hey, Kavita. Have you gone to
Hi.
Yet?
Oh, my God. I'm going in May, 2 more months, so
May.
I still
okay.
have time. Yeah, but what I wanted to know today is I have a dentist, and I have a question. Should I change to this other dentist? The initials are BG. I don't want to put his name on the online, but Dr. G, would he be better dentist for me?
No, he wouldn't. I'm getting a no right away. Getting like
okay.
a kind of a ugh feeling.
Really? Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm sure he's fine, but just not what you would be looking. You would be really disappointed if you went there.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know. So the person I have now, Dr. S, he's pretty good.
He's fine.
Okay.
I just feel like it's a different dentist. One will come in the May time.
Okay. Yeah, because I just have some issues. Yeah, with the dental practice, like their billing, I just feel like they just bill more than they should. You know, things like that. So it's So that's why I asked.
Okay. Here's what I'm gonna say. That could be accurate. That could be. What I'm gonna say is you're gonna find somebody in May you really like. Now,
okay.
Maybe you're in Greece and something comes up and you end up going to a dentist there and you find out like a lot of the things you've been doing or whatever. Or in May, you're going to meet somebody, a dentist in your area, and you're going to get, if it's in your area, I feel like there will be a referral from somebody to this particular dentist so you'll know you can trust them. Okay, Kavita?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have an absolutely amazing rest of the day. And thank you so much
you
for calling.
Too, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I am going to go to, hey, goodness gracious, Terry T. Talk about catching me off guard there, Jay Francis. My boss died last week fairly suddenly. Wondering if he will come up in names and songs. Did he? I don't know. Louise and Penelope, Penny, Joyce, Jennifer, Michael could all be mine. Well, a bunch of them came up for you, Jay Francis. I skipped down. Here's what I'm going to say, that your boss, you know, even without his name, I'm going to tell you, one of the things that he is saying is spend more time enjoying life. In your off time, do what you want to do. Live, just live. Just find a way to enjoy. And then I'm hearing that song, What's It All For? You know that if you listen to I can't hear any of the other words. I'm just hearing that, What's It All For? Something Studios and something. But it's kind of a rap song, but the point is like, have a good work-life balance. Patrick knows how to do that. I mean, Patrick, you are amazing from what I can see at having a good work-life balance. Oh, Patrick, you're back. That's awesome. Welcome. Welcome back, Patrick. Welcome back. Okay. Jay Francis, I hope that was helpful. I'm going to go to the next person who I believe is 610. 610, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. This is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. How can I help you tonight? Today.
Before I continue, I wanted to point out something. You have a live event. This is Daytona, February 2nd. That's on the website, but it's not the full URL. It's like cut off.
Okay. So that event happened already. I should take that off of there, but it already happened. That event is over now.
Right. No, I just wanted to mention that. That's all. I know it looks kind of... Just wanted to point that out in case somebody else wants to go there.
Oh,
but
okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to call in about a relationship that, you know, ended because my partner of 8 years cheated on me, and she moved out. It was sometime in December, and then she, you know, kept coming back a few times and. To the point where I'm not communicating with her anymore. And But surprisingly, for my birthday, I received a card and a letter where she's apologizing and terribly sorry, and she's sent me a text e-card as well. I did not respond. I'm not responding to her, basically. But I just wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up about this.
Yeah, a lot of – I have so much sarcasm for her, and I'm going to try to hone it all in and be a little bit nice. So she fucked around and found out, first of all. Sorry for the swears, but this is an adult show. And you know what? Who cares how she feels? Like, I'm sorry, not sorry. Who cares? Who cares if she feels badly now? Who cares if she feels like she wants you back now? Who cares if she realizes she made a mistake now? Because you know what? That was not a one-time. Cheating is never an accident. Cheating never just happens. Like, your clothes don't just fall off when you meet someone. There's a lot of steps people take to cheat. There's the whole, like, unless you meet somebody in a bar and hook up in the bathroom, which still decisions are being made, and your partner is being completely forgotten about in those moments, I don't care how you feel right now, ma'am. Keep it pushing. This isn't about her, my love. This is about you. And you're doing the right thing. Keep it, because I'm going to tell you, she's the type of person, she wants what she can't have. And the more she can't have it, the more she needs to prove that she can. And this is about you having self-respect and self-love and not taking this back and moving forward, knowing there's going to be something or someone better for you. Now, okay, so she messed around with someone thinking it would be a fun little diddly-do. She found out she lost you. So sometimes when people lose somebody, they have to get them back because they feel like then they weren't wrong or they didn't do anything bad. Or, see, it's not so bad, they took me back. In this case, you just need to keep going in the direction you're going. If she's still with this person, and I feel like she is, she will stay with this person. She's not going to make that choice. She just doesn't want to lose you because you brought a lot of really good benefit to her. I hope that makes sense for you.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're welcome. And here's the thing. And again, just like at the beginning of the show with Heather, I'm going to say this to you. People who do us dirty, okay, whether they think we have evidence or not, whether they think we know or not, or if we do know or not, if they're just not good to us, we don't have to be compassionate. Actions do not have to be compassionate to them. We can be compassionate about the fact that they are a really messed up person that makes bad choices, but we do not have to let them back in and show forgiveness and do all of these things. We can forgive whatever we need to forgive in ourselves so we can move on in peace. But taking them back, they just do the same thing over and over and over again until they get help and they get therapy and they figure out why they took those actions in the first place. And that can't be something we tell them to do. That has to be something where they finally look in the mirror and go, you know what? I behave like a degenerate sometimes, and I hurt people with my actions, and I have to figure out why I do that so I can stop doing it. And when they do that and figure that out, and then they can completely change their behavior, then maybe they can have a conversation with you. But until that time, she doesn't deserve even your air. I'm on your team. I'm on your side. I'm on the side of, nah, we're good over here. We're good. We can make it without you, but you can't make it without us, so you should have never done us dirty. We're solid. Go get your own solid ground. I'm sorry it's not what you skipped to. I'm sorry that grass wasn't greener. I'm sorry that pie wasn't juicier. But guess what? I'm solid. I'm good. And the next person that comes in is going to be a better person. And if I take you back, those words won't be true. Okay? And that's what you stand on. You stand for right. you. And you protect you. Because in a relationship, if you're loving this person and they don't know how to love, that's not your problem. You have to let them go. Because if you're loving them and they're not able to or not loving you back respectfully and caring about you and for you, you're going to be so depleted, and that is not what you deserve. You deserve mutual love, respect, and caring. Okay?
Okay.
And I think that's easier to hear that sometimes it's easier to hear that take the person back and they've learned their lesson. And if that were the case, I would tell you that is, sweetie, that is just not the case right now, okay? That is so not the case.
Do you feel that she'll be sorry that, you know, that she lost me and whatever? Because I'm not ever going to talk to her again. You think she'll be sorry for that, that she totally lost me?
She's sorry she got caught, and she thought she was... I'm going to tell you this. She thought she was so smart. She's a little bit arrogant, and she thought she was so smart. And she's sorry she got caught, and she is sorry you're not in her life because there were a lot of things you did for her. But I'm also going to tell you, because she's arrogant, she runs on ego and not spirit, she would do it again. She would just be smarter about time.
I suspected that.
She would just be smarter about it.
I don't know if she'll do it to the new person, but that's on her.
And here's the thing. I'm going to ask you to write her, don't send it to her, but write a goodbye letter and then burn it and let this be the end of it. Not in your place, outside. Burn it outside. But let this be the end of it and move on with your life. And
I am moving on. Yeah, she doesn't know that I'm going to sell my home and leave the area. She doesn't know that.
Good. And don't tell anybody that might tell her. Don't do that, okay, love? Just
keep
your pride, okay?
Yep.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can call back anytime, and I will give you whatever guidance I get. Okay, love?
Thank you, Tony. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Cammy wants to know, hi, Tony. Will my fiance be month or two? Thanks. Yes. I instantly hear yes. I hear yes. Yes, everything is going to go well and be okay. That's what I am hearing, love. Okay, I'm going to go to 415. 415, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, this is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jessica.
So when hey, I'm trying to make it quick because I know it's your end of the show. When the new moon came in, yesterday, I started, a lot of emotional pain started coming up for me, which I haven't felt like it feels like in a really long time. And I'm wondering what kind of insight you could share with that. It's basically like this longing to hear back from like business contacts I reached out to like close deals, and as well as like hearing from people. And I'm like resisting. I'm not resisting. I'm just not in the mood to keep following up with people anymore. Like it's a really old pattern and I'm like letting it go now finally, but it's bringing up this stuff for me, you know, clearly. So just wondering what you could share and when it's going to clear. I feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah. So I'm not an astrologer, and I only know what I hear other people say on some videos. But what I've heard about this new moon is in Pisces, which is extremely emotional. And the astrological new year starts with Aries, which we, I believe, are in or about to jump into Aries. So we're starting a new astrological new year, meaning everything is ending, and it's ending with a Pisces new moon. And this Pisces new moon, and depending on where this falls for you personally, is supposed to be extremely emotional and extremely a purging of some things, and significant healings can come in during this time. Now, along with this new moon, there are many other things going on. Like, I believe Mercury is sitting in one house for 2.5 months, which is pretty unheard of. And something else is sitting in something. Like, planets are just sitting right now. I would recommend if you work with new moons and planets, or you want to know more about it, find somebody who's very credible online and on YouTube and look them up. Everything I have heard and it personally experienced from the full moon to this new moon is complete purging and endings of things for us. Not necessarily with even other people, but things that no longer work for us, serve us, they never worked for us or served us. Now we are able to just let that go and move forward. So everything you're saying is pretty much spot on for what they're saying with the new moon and in Pisces. And then rounding the corner, if we're not in Aries already, rounding the corner into Aries where it is the astrological new year and kicking that off in a completely different way. And then don't forget, we have an eclipse coming up in April, and this eclipse is actually hitting the U.S. It's going pretty much across parts of the U.S., and that is going to continue this whole clearing things out and healing things. And again, for everybody, it's going to be a little bit different depending on what your sign is and where this falls for you, but I really look at it and see if it matches what you're going through right now. And the one thing I would say about this is don't go against the grain. If something's clearing out, like for you, love, where, you know, you're fighting your urge to reach out to people, keep that going. Allow new to come in, because there are people that will come in that will be reciprocal. There will be good back and forth. And a lot of times when somebody's no longer in our energy or our life, it's for us. It's happening to help us and to take us to the next level and have people come in that are more in alignment with who we are now. So I would definitely say, moving forward, whatever comes up, look at it, say, I see you, have a nice trip, and let it go. You are pretty spot on with the way you're feeling, and I feel like a lot of people are feeling that this whole weekend, and they'll be feeling it through the next week. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you. So there's not, like, besides all of the astrology stuff, I mean, is there anything like specific that like I need to know or something? I mean, I know you went through a lot of that, but I'm just saying like psychically.
Well, the one thing I would say to you is definitely don't be the person who is grabbing on is what they're showing me. Like, okay. So what they're showing me is you feel like, and maybe you don't feel like this, but the analogy or the vision that I'm getting is you're trying to grab onto things that might be from the past or might be whatever they are, however you would want to describe them, to hold on to it. But if you don't grab on, if you don't reach out, if you let go, you can use your arms as wings. Okay? So that's what they're showing me. So where you want to kind of tether yourself or have that security or that connection, just let go and instead fly in a new direction. And I know that I see what they're trying to say, and hopefully I'm conveying this correctly. And again, it goes back to, if you don't reach into the past, you'll be sprung forward, and there will be new connections, new people that match you where you are energetically, business, personal, everything, friendship, everything. So allow all that energy to drip off you. It's like taking off, as we head into spring, taking off those big toxic winter coats filled with dirty snow, or however we want to say that, just taking them off and letting them melt and drip down the sewer way is what I'm getting. So then as you do that, you will then be able to fly forward into almost into arms or into people that are ready for new, healthier relationships also with you. Does that help you, love?
Yeah, I like it. I like the visual. So, yeah, that is okay. Helpful. Thank you. Yeah.
You are so welcome. And thank you so much for calling in. And I know sometimes I will give a message and I kind of give it, it's meant for you. And the way I'm saying it is meant for you. But the way I give it might sound a little vague, and there is purpose behind that. Number one, sometimes that's just the way Spirit brings it through, and I can't through me, and it is meant for that particular person. And if I have to restate some things to make it a little, to make it understood better, it's still going to be the same message. Understood just a little bit better for that person and personally. But sometimes also not everybody's supposed to know what this means to the person receiving the message. Okay, thank you so much, everybody, for being here. I will be back Wednesday at 7 p.m. I'm so grateful for everyone who was here with me through this whole time. I'm so grateful for you taking this journey, and I look forward to Wednesday at 7 p.m. Thank you so much. Have an absolutely amazing rest of the day.